Oh, good morning. Very punctual. You came just in time. I like that. That's a good sign. Come inside. How old are you again? Oh, no, it's just the formal stuff. You know, we're required to know. New laws, honey. I don't make them. Trust me. Okay, nice. About time then. I definitely had my driver's license when I was your age. Nah, it's not too late. Not everybody has to get it at 16. Matter of fact, if you ask me, I would prefer for people to be legal first, like you are. These kids are reckless sometimes. You know, high school, stupid ideas, impressing girls, friends. Are you nervous? That's completely normal. Don't worry, everyone feels nervous when they're learning to drive. But I'm here to help you and make sure you feel confident behind the wheel. Let's start with some basic controls. First, let's adjust your seat and mirrors to make sure you're comfortable and have good visibility. Great. Now let's buckle up and start the car. Put your foot on the brake pedal and turn the key. Good. Now let's practice accelerating and braking. You can start by pressing the gas pedal gently and then gradually increase the speed. What's going on? Yeah, I know. I was scared I wouldn't be able to stop if something went wrong when I first started learning. But don't worry, I'm here if anything goes wrong. I'll react quickly. Just when you need to slow down or stop, use the brake pedal smoothly and not too harshly. That's it. You're doing well so far. Also, remember to be confident and always check your surroundings before making any moves. Yeah, go ahead. You can practice the back and forth a little bit. Repetition is a good way to make it tap into your muscle memory. Yes, very good. But don't look at me. Look straight forward. Never let anything distract you when you drive. That's how accidents happen. I mean, unless it's stronger than you. I know my outfit isn't exactly professional and can be quite intimidating. But what can I do? It's hot outside. Summertime, baby. Okay, hold on. Let's take a break before we try other things. Let's talk about something off topic. Because it's a good way to test your memory when we come back to the same task in a minute. Yeah? So, are you single? Ah, too fast. Come on, how big of a deal could it be? I can tell you, I'm very single. You like older women? I mean, you're looking at me not just for approval. I saw you were looking at my body. You don't have to deny it. It's perfectly fine. Do you think I would dress like this if I minded a little bit of attention? An experienced MILF like me? Trust me, I already know what comes with it. And I'm here for all of it. Do you like my... Yes. Where were we? Why don't you show me what you remembered so far? Great. Looks like you're a fast learner. Now let's practice turning and changing lanes. Excellent. You're getting the hang of it. Remember, the key is to be calm and focused. And don't worry about making mistakes. That's part of the learning process. Just let me know if you have any questions or concerns. About that or other things? Hey, are you looking at something you like again? You're such a cutie, you know? Tell me something. Them young girls ain't doing it for you, are they? No? They're still so childish, despite being grown adults legally. TikTok, dancing, lots of annoying laughing. Ain't that right? Yeah, what can they possibly offer a man like you? They swear they're the hottest thing ever, though. Laughable. I always see them on the Instagram, listing off things they want their man to have and do. Very tall, experienced, funny, has to be a gangster thug, but be good for them, has to like to travel, has to have a large length, and, of course, has to be extremely rich. Big house, luxurious car, and I'm like, girl, if you don't get your basic self out of here. I mean, all these things that he has to do, but you are just looking good? I don't know. It's crazy to me that there are men who even entertain that type of energy. I can tell you're not one of them, though. You know the difference between a real woman and that. I can see it in your eyes. What's that? Oh, forget the lesson. I can teach you after hours, in private, and give you the license like this. I want to chat with you a little more. Hey, it's okay. You don't need to be this stressed out with me. I promise, I don't bite. Much. Look up at me again, please. There you go. Your eyes are beautiful. So mysterious. You know, somebody once said they're the gates to a person's soul. I'm starting to believe it. Tell me, what are you thinking about right now? Definitely not the lesson. That ain't it. It was just a way to attempt to escape the situation. Not because you don't want to be in it, but because you have no idea how to deal with it. The attention, it's too much for you, isn't it? You have a gorgeous MILF like me, sitting on her side, shamelessly scanning you from top to bottom. Oh, the confusion. You can't believe what you got yourself into. You didn't expect it before you got into the car. So many thoughts running at the speed of light. Conspiracy theories. I know exactly how a shy boy's mind works. I've been with quite a few of you cuties, and I don't know why, but I just love it. It's my favorite thing, to put you in that confused state. Hey, I have an idea. I know a secret place we can go to and do something fun. Well, but do you want to? You can run forever, but where's the fun in that? Aren't you curious to see how it's like to do something bad? Chances are you will never meet a MILF as nice as me ever again. If I was you, I would seriously think about it before answering. Yeah? All right. Let me get behind the wheel then. I'll show you how to park. Yeah, that's my place. Surprised? Didn't expect me to have my own mansion, did you? I wouldn't either. But teaching how to drive is just a hobby. I'm also an entrepreneur. Yep, I run a couple businesses, actually. Hey, where are you going? All of this is mine. You don't have to worry about being caught by anyone. Besides, what's wrong with a little kissing in the car? Shh, don't say anything, darling. Feel. Come on. You've been staring at it. You might as well touch it. We're not doing anything wrong, boy. Yet. Just playing around. Who would have a problem with that? And who cares if anyone does? Oh, what? Am I going too fast? Okay, we can slow it down. I'm sorry, I just couldn't help myself. Cute shy boys always do this to me. I just want to devour them. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just watching you, and, you know, car isn't the only thing I can ride, if you know what I mean. Gosh, you're so cute. I can't stop saying it. No matter how many times I say it, it doesn't make you less cute. My cute, cute boy, you. Come here to mommy. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. I won't bite your neck. I just want to show you something. You like that? Shh, just nod if you do. I can't take it anymore. I can't deal with this tease. I want to take you to my house and show you everything. Do you want to find out what I have in store for you? I'll take good care of you, I promise. Okay, come on. Oh, don't worry. They never check what I'm doing during my work hours. They trust me. Hold on, before we get inside. Relax, I just want to take a look at it. Can I take it out? You may never get a blowjob outside in your life. And nobody but us is here. Oh, did I say it? Come on, let me suck it a bit. Look, bad boy. Already hard. So, you like it afterwards, huh? Are you ready? Bet you never felt anything like this, have you? Of course not. Only I can do it like this. Let's pull these down a little further. Make sure you remember this. These young girls won't remember about the balls. They're pretty nice. I can tell you haven't masturbated in a while. And remember, if the spit isn't everywhere, she's doing it wrong. That's right. You're not supposed to look pretty doing it. Give me your hand. Stay down on the bed. Yeah. Now I'm going to show you how I ride a cock. Now put your hands next to your ears. I'm going to hold you down like this. I know what you like. You don't need to say anything. Mommy is here. Yeah, that's right. Pay attention, boy. Them young girls won't do it like me. They probably won't even ride you. Just lay down and make you do the work. So useless. They won't dominate you like this. They won't even make you call them mommy. They would call you daddy. Or they wouldn't even know about pet names. Or they wouldn't even talk dirty to you at all. Where's the fun in that, right? Doesn't it feel so much better when I talk? Yeah. Oh, you can barely hold it, can you? Oh, don't fight it then. Give it to me. Come inside me. I'll make you do it. Oh, yeah, come on, do it. Yes. Oh, good boy. There you go. Good boys always listen to mommy, don't they? Good. You did well for your first time with a MILF like me. Lasted longer than I thought you would. And this part is very important. It's called aftercare. Young girls don't know nothing about it. Come on, let's roll on the side. Let's cuddle. That's it. Let mommy hold you. Feels so nice, doesn't it? By the way, how many times have I said your young girls won't do something? I think you should never date them. Ever. Just stay with me. No one will take care of you like I can. There's no point even trying to search elsewhere. Close your eyes. I'll kiss you to sleep. Good boy.